Here's how you become a savings catcher, diva, or don. Step 1, download the Walmart app and use the savings catcher. Step 2, enter your Walmart receipt. Step 3, savings catcher compares prices of eligible items at Walmart. Step 4, if it finds a lower advertised price by a leading store in your area, it will give you the difference on an e-gift card in a few days. Step 5, do a two-step. You're in. Saving money and every penny counts. Save with savings catcher from Walmart. Comparison on eligible products only. Restrictions apply. Visit walmart.com/savingscatcher for details.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web. And your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Hey everyone, we are back for another week of So You Think You Can Dance. It is the top eight, and I'll tell you, it was a controversial week. I'm Kristen Burt, and joining me is my co-host, Chloe West.
Hello, Kristen.
Good
we have
to
a
see you.
Big day today.
Hashtag girl party.
Hashtag girl party.
Yes. If you guys didn't see last week's show, Jake is done for the season. He is off in San Diego doing Catch Me If You Can, but we will see him back for Dancing with the Stars later in the fall. But our two guests, and we're supposed to have three guests, but we'll explain that. Let's introduce our first two guests. We've got Mackenzie Desmond. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes. And also Jasmine Harper, both from season 10. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Oh, we're so glad you guys are here. Courtney Galliano is supposed to be here. She's stuck on set, which is great because we love that she's working. So we'll figure out when we can have her back on because we want to talk about her dance walk that
yes.
you and I are participating in.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got so much to talk about, so much to ask you guys about. And it was Michael Jackson night. You were an all-star this week.
Yes,
you were an all-star last week.
Yes.
So you guys have the insight on all of this. And we kicked it off with the opening number choreographed by Travis Payne, Michael Jackson's choreographer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So cool. I love that. They like tied it all in with that. I thought that was great. I wasn't totally in love with the girls' costumes. I thought there was a lot of camel toe happening.
No one wants to wear a unitard. Who wants to wear a unitard?
I love unitards, actually. I do. I don't want to wear a unitard. I just didn't think that one was great. But I thought the number was overall. It was really fun. And but I don't know. It didn't seem like they had a lot of time to work on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little sloppy for what we're normally used to seeing, but I always love seeing Michael Jackson choreography.
Right.
It's like a throwback to the 80s and stuff. What did you guys see in studio?
Well, when I was talking to the dancers, since I was kind of with them throughout the week, they said it was the hardest thing that they've ever learned, just because it's so hard, because it's Michael. Mm-hmm. And to try and portray or even be anything close to him is so hard, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they were feeling throughout the week, and so maybe it didn't show like they wanted.
Yeah, it makes sense.
If, I'm pretty sure, I haven't talked to any of them about it, but if there's a style that you're kind of uncomfortable with, it just, if you're not comfortable with something and you go on stage, it just sometimes doesn't come across the best that it could, so I'm pretty sure.
But
it's hard
still,
to pick it up.
Still turned out
so
good.
Oh,
and the choreography and the musicality and everything.
It was awesome.
It was so, it was different, and I think it was really good for them to do something different.
I think so, too. I think it's always important to get different styles and stuff like that, and oftentimes the opening numbers, you get the big contemporary number and stuff like that, so it's nice to see something fresh and exciting.
Yeah.
Our judges this week, of course, Nigel Mary and then Jenna Dewan Tatum was back. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how gorgeous she was. Like,
so beautiful.
Stunning. Like, ridiculous. I know.
Drooling over her. So
and
beautiful.
It was kind of fun that they showed a clip of her dancing. Cause
I loved that. I also was like, I want to be in that bar with you in the 70s. Like,
why not?
Yeah, it was cool. Awesome.
All right, let's kick it off because there's so much to talk about this night, and a lot of the fans are very upset as to who went home. It was hard to say goodbye to Tanisha, and God bless Rudy. That kid is so emotional. He just wears his heart on his sleeve, and watching the tears stream down his face and his parents and the audience, I was dying.
Oh, that shot of his parents was horrible.
heartbreaking.
It made me sad. It made me really, really sad. And, you know, do I think, did I ever think he was going to win? I just didn't. But I just love the enthusiasm.
His passion.
His passion, yeah. What he brought to the series, because he was just different than all of the other contestants. And I don't know how you don't love him.
I would love to hear what Mary thought, because I feel like him and Mary had, like, such a connection.
I saw Mary at the Teen Choice Awards and interviewed her, and she said, for sure, hands down, Rudy is going to be in the top four. That's what she said on Sunday. So I thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, a couple days later we see that he's not here anymore. So
I mean, I knew she loved him. They, like, had such a loud connection.
They had a loud connection. I think that he and Kat also had, like, a fun little friendship, too. I thought it was cute. All right, we kick it off with Tanisha doing her solo. I feel like, what are we doing the solos for? I'm like, I miss them. But we're not saving anyone.
Yeah, I thought they were weird. And I also thought, did you guys notice there was no, so you think you can dance?
No countdown.
At the end, I was bummed. I thought that was always.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that. I remember Ricky came up to me that week and I was asking them about solos. And he was like, yeah, the little, like, tag on the end isn't there anymore. But they were, like, excited about it. Maybe. They're like, it's nice because it doesn't.
Because they're not dancing for their life. They're just showcasing their solos, I think. So maybe that's why. I'm not sure why they changed that. But
I miss the dance for your life because it just it gives you an opportunity to be like, this
show
is why
you're here.
Yeah. And you see it when people are like, I'm just going to go all out. I'm fighting to stay
Survival
here.
Survival mode, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's killer. And I guess you don't feel that fight. I guess that's what it is. You don't feel the fight from the dancers when they're
in
just doing
Tanisha's,
their solos.
I definitely did. I mean, I thought her solo.
Too. She's like doing aerials and like all this like pretty tumbling amazing. Work.
But she's fighting. She's just dancing. She's not fighting to stay on the show. I mean, I guess she didn't because the vote's already in at that point. There's nothing. There's no judges
saves.
That's
what I do. Or like I sort of wish they would implement what The Voice does a little bit with like a Twitter save. Like I wish we were able to, since there's not two nights anymore, somehow we were able to like save them in the moment or something, because honestly, I think if we were, I don't think Tanisha and Rudy would be going home.
Yeah. And Mary said, she said, I wish we had at least a wild card, just like one that we could use.
Yeah. Well, and that's how last season was. Yeah. They were able to save people, and the choreographers were able to also have a say because they're the ones working with the contestants off camera. But now it's strictly just votes, so you really just don't know what is going to happen or who is going
to
go home.
Yeah,
so
Mandy Moore was here a few weeks ago, and she said this season they hardly talk to the choreographers.
Yeah,
they don't ask for feedback.
No. Which is crazy, because I feel like Jenna was saved a lot y'all season.
Jenna and I, we were in the bottom four times. We switched off being in the bottom every week, and thank God for the choreographers, because if not, I probably would have gone home the first week. So
and it's so important
to have their input.
It's important to have their input because they see your work ethic, you know, they see
an attitude.
Yeah, just all of that stuff I think plays a part in who should be saved on the show. Yeah. But when it's just votes, it's just they see you're dancing and that's pretty much
it. And then your 30-second package.
Yeah, and that's all they're judging from. So
it's so important for you guys, even when you go out to the into the professional world after the show, it's like you need to know what the feedback is on you guys. How, are you doing well in rehearsal? Like, are you doing the right things? Are you coming in with the right attitude? And missing out on that, I think, misses out on an opportunity for when everyone is off the show and auditioning with everybody else. So so important. But, you know, Tanisha's solo was great.
Yeah. She's just
she's full out all the time.
She's incredible.
Yeah. So versatile. Yeah.
I know. We loved
she
her.
Can do anything.
We move on to the first couple of the night, which was Ricky and Jamie Goodwin, who was here last week in studio with Nick. And I'll tell you, those two were spitfires. We got some interesting feedback on Nick. We'll get to that when we get to his dance, and I'll just say a little thing. But she had told us she was working with Travis Wall, and probably one of the most one of the best covers of the Charlie Chaplin song that Michael Jackson has ever done. I mean, Smile. It's
cool.
Haunting.
And it was cool to see a contemporary dance that was, like, lighthearted. Because you don't always see that on the show. It's very emotional and dramatic. And it was really nice to see something, like, just
uplifting,
happy.
Yeah.
And just, just literally uplifting and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended it and I was like, oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And,
really
of course, they're beautiful dancers. Yeah. And, I mean, Ricky can do no wrong.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Insanity.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so nice to see just like a nice, pleasant contemporary. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not like breaking up,
breaking heart,
dying of cancer. Yeah. Yeah. It's always
no one broke up. Everyone's happy inside.
And I love that they showed Victor Smalley. He's had tremendous success with his studio and his students. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see them.
I thought
that
was so cool.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm sure Nigel loves that. He's like, so you think you can dance is breeding more. So you think you can dancers,
baby dancers, like baby. So you think you're.
I love it.
But the best thing with Travis said he goes. He wanted Ricky's bones to escape his skin, and I'm like,
I love that.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, you've got you. I'm like, what is it when you guys have like beyond 180 extension? I'm like, I've got the girl in the room right here.
Yeah, really.
Ricky's the same way. I'm like,
yeah, it's incredible to watch him. Even, I mean, we'll get to his solo, but it was just mind blowing,
unbelievable. he was safe, of course. I mean, this just really showcased what he does best. Mm-hmm. And he's got Anya next week, and I thought,
yes.
He's got a woman to dance with.
He's excited. He said he's a little nervous, but he's excited for it. Because for something different. Because this week, I mean, that's what the whole show is about.
Yep.
It's not to be comfortable the
It'll
whole time.
Challenge.
It's to challenge yourself and to do something. And Anya, she's going to really
bring out another side, I think. Which is good for America
that.
To
he
see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that they talked about how he saves everything. Like, he saves the note cards.
Yeah, and puts in his little
scrapbook and journal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So cute.
Now, was there anyone that you got last year as an all-star that you thought, oh gosh, it's going to be so hard, or you were overwhelmed or nervous to work with?
Well, I was lucky enough to I was just there for 1 week of All-Star Week, but I had Jacob Carr, but that's how I did feel with Jacob Carr, because those legs and his feet, just everything about him, his facility is, like, so intimidating. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, do I seriously have to do this? But, but no, he was, like, so inspiring and was there for me, and they make you better. Like, All-Stars, they just make you feel so comfortable, and they know what you've been through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool for us to be able to go back and do that, because we didn't go through all that stress and all the emotional things for no reason. We're now there to help. And
at first for us, we were like, we're so fresh. We just got off the show, so we don't know how it's
going
to be the experience.
Going
but
back so
it's,
soon.
I think it's a plus because we know exactly how they're feeling in this moment. So we're like, we got you. Like, we know you're stressed.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yes. So it was, it's cool. Yeah. To be back as an all-star.
And what was it like working with Emilio? Because he was in your cast, which is so crazy.
I say season 10 and a half. That was our routine last week. But it was awesome. He's such a hard worker and such a genuine, like, guy. He's so sweet.
Even apart from dancing, he's just an awesome person.
He really is. So it was so fun working with him, and I'm so proud of him.
I was so sad to see him go. I really thought him and Ricky were going to be in the top two. Like, I was saying that from the beginning of the season.
Honestly,
so
all the guys, I couldn't really choose, because him and Zach were in the bottom, and I had really just seen Zach, and I was like, wait, he is really great. Like, I finally started seeing something in him, and so once him and Amelia were in the bottom, I was like, either way, it's like you're losing something super special.
Yeah. So what's it like in the room with the All-Stars? Like, when you guys were on the show and now, like, being the All-Star, like, are you taking, like, what they kind of gave you? Or, you know, like, do they give you tips? Or what was it like? Because for, like, you danced with Comfort that 1 week, which was one of my all-time favorite dances.
And, by the way, it's Emmy-nominated, which is being handed out on Saturday.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I think it's Nappy Taps to win, because you guys did that awesome opening number,
put
too.
Put
it
on the
Ritz. Put it on the
fun one. I love that.
That one was ridiculous.
That
I mean, that's, like,
fun.
Historical.
I think that's one of our funnest groups to do.
Because, I mean, it was one shot. Like, we had to do it in one. Yeah, it was so much fun, and it was different. You don't see, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
the
studio.
Running and quick changing.
Like, we were running and just stripping our clothes. So
we had, like, zippers on the backs of our
tuxedos.
Or no.
We took off the sweatshirts and everything.
We were in, like, five layers of clothes, so we were, like, different.
You're, like, 20 pounds at the bit heavier in the beginning.
But that was a fun one. It was
so creative.
And we got
to do that on tour, so it was really cool.
Yeah.
That was our
opening.
Oh,
we did that on tour.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Which is, it worked out cool. We came down the aisle, so the audience wasn't expecting that. And onto the stage. So
it was a fun opening number.
Yeah.
And you guys had the most successful tour out of any season, that they're doing 70 cities this year.
Yeah.
They're going
so
through. We're kind of upset
a little bitter.
They're going through
a little bitter.
But it's it's because of you guys that you did so well.
I know. We had so much fun on tour. Our season was so close, and we just had the time of our lives.
I felt
on
like
tour.
I was going through a breakup when we left. Like, I was so depressed. Oh. I got home and I was like,
"What do I do next?"
I was like crying. We cried. We were all
bawling.
Could
have went 40 more cities.
Oh
easily.
Yeah. Easily.
Well, they're going to like February this year. Yeah. So
they're gonna have so much fun though.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It's an awesome
for them.
Experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be so cool.
All right, let's move along to Zach's solo.
Oh my gosh, Zachary. I loved it. And can I just say, the costume was perfect for Michael Jackson Week. I loved that he did that with the hat and the white shirt.
Yep,
I loved
just it. Simple and like
his tap routine was fantastic too.
I'm pretty sure he just freestyled it. He was like, "Was that good improv?" And I was like, "Stop being so cool. He's so cool.
He's awesome.
What?
He just is."
Everyone we've heard from is like, is saying like, don't underestimate Zach. No.
Yeah.
Don't.
He's like, and even with the dance that we had, we didn't have a lot of partner work. It was all like more side by side Broadway kind of. Of a routine, but. So I didn't get to, like, partner with him, but just as, like, a dancing, like, energy he's so great to work with. Like, I'm excited for what he's going to do after this, because people, all the choreographers are obsessed with him.
They are. We've heard from them, so.
With him. Yeah.
They're definitely saying that. Then we go to Valerie and Ryan, and I'm going to throw this out. Why isn't Ryan a pro on Dancing with the Stars? Like, why have they skipped him?
Because he's forgettable. That's why. Oh. I think after this, he won't be, but until they brought him back this season, I was like, hell, oh, you know what
really?
I mean? Yeah, I think
I don't
now,
think he's forgettable.
I think now he's not going to be forgettable because, of course, he's so hunky and he's obviously so talented. Mm-hmm. But I think before they brought him back, it was like, who? Ryan. And, like, because Ryan, I just, like, you know, that just Ryan, like, I don't know, I couldn't remember. I couldn't picture what he looked
like.
That's
the cool thing about All Stars. I mean, I loved that Nick was back. Like,
yes!
There wouldn't be a season 11 if there wasn't
a season one.
So it's so great that they bring back these new All Stars and you remember them and see how amazing they were and why this show is still going on. So it was so great to have all those All Stars.
It would be cool next season if they do.
I want this so bad. Okay, here's my plan. This is a great way
She's
to
She's got a plan.
Yeah, this is how I'm going to get it out there. Okay, so this is what I want to happen. No more new contestants. No more. I want all of the previous contestants to go through Vegas round, like, and compete to try to get on the show again. We have a top 20, 30, whatever they want to do.
Yes.
And
it's like an all-star edition.
Yeah, all-star edition.
Dancing with the Stars did that.
Really?
Yeah.
They should
and it was their worst rated season,
oh.
I will tell you. By the way.
I feel like with So You Think, though,
it would be
that's
different.
The reason people still watch it.
Oh.
All Stars come back. Like,
they get excited.
Well, and it's why you have Twitch on every single week for All Stars.
Right.
Come on, let's be honest.
There's favorites that people miss, and you know, you don't get to see them until
a couple would episodes. Travis be a contestant then?
I say we all compete.
I don't know if I could do that again.
It sounds good.
No, that would be so fun.
That's hilarious.
Fun.
I would love to see Vegas Week with all you guys now that you're professionals,
after the
you know?
Show, people grow so much and it would be cool for okay. I would love that.
I know. You would kill it.
Okay. All right, let's bring it back to Valerie and Ryan. We gotta get through all these dances too. Valerie and Ryan, Jean-Marc Généreux, you know you're gonna get something with tons
samba
of character
is hard
doing the samba at samba roles. Want to be starting something, you know, it's like.
Yeah, and so I had seen her just grow so much throughout the whole week, though. When you do something like that, like we were saying, that you're not comfortable with, it is so hard to look sexy and confident when you're doing something that you don't feel sexy or confident doing. And she had just looked better every single time she did it last night. I thought she did so good.
She had some nice maturity. They kept calling her out on not being mature per se, but at the same time I'm like, I've seen the growth because she's got a youthful energy and she's gonna have to battle that if she's doing some, you know, more mature pieces. But I go commercially, she's gonna work a ton because Disney's gonna snap her up, that cute little freckle face, like,
oh,
come on.
She's so
she's adorable. It's like Malise last year too had that same sort of like, I'm young, I'm youthful, and now she's on Teen Beach Movie too. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also shows how strong Ryan is as a partner because he must have really helped her. I mean, that, like, when they were walking across the stage together, I thought that was her best moment. And you're like, oh, she's killing it. Mm-hmm. Also, I want that costume.
Yeah. Halloween. Like,
I want to that tail feather.
This will be interesting because her all-star next week is Twitch.
Yeah.
Another good one.
I think that's going to bring another side out of her, which is great. That's what it's all about,
Twitch,
you know?
Twitch is such an awesome person.
Oh, yeah, he's so a great all-star. And,
I know. I always say that he and Allison are like the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you saw them on the red carpet. I'm like, and trust me, they're exactly what you expect them to be. Nice, kind. I call them, like, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z of dance because they are. They are. They're that great. Casey's solo. I kind of like that it was kind of big and epic to start with, and then it was quiet at the end instead of, like, the big finish.
I just thought it was spinning the whole time. Like, I thought it was exactly like his last solo.
I actually really liked it.
I thought it was
pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think, I mean, when you have something to show off, you have to do that.
Yep. Right.
You know? And, I mean, same with Jessica. Those turns that she does, like, if you have it, that's what you need to be doing. And I liked it a lot, actually. I thought it was one of his best solos that he's done.
I think so, too. If you've got it, do it.
Yeah, if you have it, then freaking flaunt it. Yeah. You know, that's seriously what it's about.
Because you might not be able to.
Yeah,
later, that's true. I know. Yeah,
and he's someone that has hit the bottom quite a bit too. Yeah. So he's definitely someone that probably just you have to throw out all your tricks at that point. Yeah. Like, go
you
for
only
it.
Have like 30 seconds.
So yeah. What else are you gonna do?
I can't believe that 30 seconds. I can't even imagine preparing. Like, what can I do in 30 seconds?
Did you guys run into any of the situation? We've talked a lot about music clearance and rights, where at the last minute they're like, your song is not cleared.
Not at the last minute.
Not for solos. But yeah. I know last year that happened to Spencer with one of his dances. Mm-hmm. Like, everything got changed. His music got changed. The props were taken away. Mm-hmm. And his dancer switched. So it was, like, the night before. So he went in with, like, nothing.
Yeah, you're like, I had a whole dance. Now I can't do it.
Yeah, so stuff like that happens. But I've never personally ran into anything with solo music or...
I know it's happened. Yeah, because that's going to be, if you're doing your solo dancing for your life, you're like, shoot.
And you don't even like it. You know, it's the song that you want.
Yeah, they're like, sorry. Yeah. From Casey's solo, they went into Rudy's solo, and I just go, he's such a little performer.
That's what I wrote. I was like, just so entertaining.
Like all the accents that he was hitting and everything,
I
loved
it. He's so strong.
He's powerful.
He's awesome.
And his improvement, I thought, overall this season was probably one of the greatest, too, I think.
I agree.
I think him and Valerie are, like, most improved. Mm-hmm. I think Zach, I don't necessarily know if Zach's really improving. I have a feeling he was always that awesome.
Yes, but and no it's one like, really expected it or saw it, but now people are like, wait, what are you?
Where Valerie and I feel like Rudy, like, actually have just been, like, stretching and growing as dancers.
And I think that's great because that's what the show's all about. You get to see a little journey. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Casey and Comfort doing a Far Side and Phoenix routine. This is Michael Jackson's Escape. And this is what I wrote for my notes. Comfort, comfort,
I know.
Comfort.
I thought dress rehearsal was good, but then when I saw, like, the show, I was like, what? Like, how did you do better? She is insane. Like, her energy.
What is it? I sent her a note today, because I just was like, this was amazing. And I'm like, is it possible that she gets better every time I see her? Because she's already at an elite level. She's already way up here. But I feel like she gets better and better. I think she gets more gorgeous every time I see her.
Yeah.
The woman is so fit. I was like,
I know her body.
Yeah. And she's just all muscle. She looks beautiful, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
Yeah, I agree. I tried to watch Casey, and I thought for him, he was, like, doing such a good job. But I can't even imagine what his mental state was dancing with Comfort and, like, just being like, I'm just going to keep up. Like, that's the best I can do.
We were talking about how it's probably the same how Nico was last year with her because they both are contemporary dancers.
Yeah, they remind me of each other, actually.
Yeah. So I think they both understand that, but she's so great. Mm-hmm. She's a star.
But you kept up with Comfort last year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, Jasmine is gone.
But I think it is one of those things, and Nigel mentioned it last night, you know, are all-stars, do they hinder or do they help? And I always think that they help because you guys, if you're going to go out there and dance professionally, you got to be able to rise to the challenge. And
And if someone's going to be dancing the way Comfort dances, you better find a way to be seen and dance. And, you know, he didn't embarrass himself by any means. When I did watch him, he looked great and everything else. It's just that Comfort is so, I mean, she's so stunning and she's such an incredible dancer. It's hard not to take your eyes off of her. She was also the focal point. She was the spider.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was choreographed a little bit so you kind of are watching her and just what his reactions to her are.
Yeah. And that makes me think choreographically, should it have been, you know, if they had had a male all-star as, and then the female contestant as the spider, would have that been different? Because then the focus is not on the all-star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it's their first season, the choreographers for Farsight and Phoenix for the show. So I'm sure they'll like learn as they go. But I thought it was cool that they brought them back for another number.
Yeah. And I loved their group routine number.
The Academy of Villains was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. It was so awesome. It was so great.
Academy of Villains are great.
Yes. Yeah.
I saw them at National Dance Day and I was like, and they were, I mean, they were rehearsing behind the scenes because I was backstage like the whole time and they kept like over and over and over.
I love that.
I was like, unbelievable to watch. So they are hard workers. Oh, guess what? Casey has Mackenzie next week.
Yay!
Yay!
Do you start rehearsal tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
I'm so excited. And I've known Casey for a while. We've have competed against each other growing up, and I've danced with him in a couple of little like company things. So I'm really excited to actually get a partner with him now. So,
he's adorable.
Do you know who your choreographer is and what you're dancing yet?
Maybe.
Oh. They can't say, but maybe we can get it off air.
I'm excited for it.
I got Jamie and Nick to spill the beans, but I didn't spill all week because I was like, everyone should be surprised. All right, then we go on to Jackie Solo. What did everyone think of Jackie Solo?
I thought it was actually really beautiful.
Yeah.
I thought she looked really good. Yeah.
She's a pretty she's a pretty dancer.
Yeah.
But go.
She's
very
pretty. I just wrote, okay. I just think as a ballerina, I want to see her on her toes more. Mm-hmm. I think she gets on her toes and then gets off. Like, she's on her blocks very quickly.
I wonder, though, where you're not doing, you know, like ballet class and point work every single day.
That's true.
It gets nerve-wracking if you're not, like, rehearsing every single day in point shoes. I used to find that. Like, I'd be like,
Totally. And I can definitely see that. I mean, she had hip-hop this week. So when's she going to get time to, like, really get on those blocks and, like, work that? So I do totally get that. But, like, being the ballerina on the show, I just – there's so much pressure.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I think – I mean, there's – it's hard – now we're seeing it in later seasons, more ballerinas, but – we really never saw many for a long time, and it's hard to be a ballerina on this show. And Jackie's doing such a good job, but I did write, you know, I was like, I really want to see you be this ballerina.
And you're following in Eliana's footsteps only a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, and you worked with Keon last week, and I mean, he's like Prince Charming, for goodness sakes. Like, that's tough.
Yeah, it's hard, too. There's, like we were saying, only 30 seconds, so you have to choreograph smart, I think, you're so, you know?
Which has got to be tough, because if you're not a choreographer...
It was hard.
That was, like, the most stressful part for me, I would say. Solos, and they had to do a lot less than we did, obviously. We had to do a solo every week if we were in the bottom.
Yeah,
so, you have to just be smart when you choreograph.
Yeah.
And are you guys... When are you rehearsing these? I mean, because at night, you know?
Whenever we have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're like in the shower.
Yeah.
You're like, and got it.
By the pool at the apartment complex. Yeah. I won't say what it is, but everyone's there. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we get on to the last dances, I do want to just thank everyone for downloading us on iTunes, rating us 5 stars. Tell a friend, share the show, because I'll tell you, we've seen our viewership grow over the last couple seasons, and we sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
And that's why we get to bring on guests like Mackenzie and Jasmine. And thanks for all of you guys watching on YouTube as well. Lots of comments. We've listening.
Yeah.
We are listening.
Right
we
in
are,
below.
Yeah. Don't worry. All right. Let's move on to Tanisha and Nick with a Stacey Tookie piece. She's out of my life.
I thought it was awesome. So perfect. I thought it was pretty perfect.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And I was so
She's
excited
so strong.
For, Tanisha to... dance with someone like Nick. Mm-hmm. He is just unreal and technically
so
different.
Awesome. It was like, is it jazz? Is it contemporary? It was so different.
It was cool for Stacey too.
Yeah.
It was a different style for her as well. So
I loved it.
It was just a beautiful creation.
Yeah, it's been fun to see Stacey's choreography this year because she's pregnant, and I always think that life moments kind of bring different things creatively to the table. I think we see it a lot with Sonya Taya. You always know, like, oh, she's in an emotional part of her life right now, or she's not. She's really,
she's like a warrior part of her life. Yeah,
you know, so cool.
That was like y'all season, I think.
Yeah, fighter.
But I love that, and I think we're seeing that with Stacey quite a bit too. So that's been kind of fun just to see and everything. And one thing about Tanisha, and I think we haven't seen this from a lot of the female contestants, is that maturity. She's got that, and you know, I looked at the ages of everyone that's left. Everyone's either 18 to 20, so everyone's young.
Babies,
exactly. There's no one that's even like 24 that's left on the show this season. So for her to kind of have that depth to her dancing,
I just wrote strong and elegant, and I think it's hard to be both those things at the same time. And she seems to do it so well. She's so strong and she's so elegant that it's like, because sometimes when they're too strong, like as a female, it pulls you out a little bit because you still want to see that like beautiful like dancer, and then but I don't, she just does both
beautiful fluidity and it's like sexy too. Maybe that's where the ballroom comes from.
Yeah, but
she is like such a woman when she dances, and it's so great. Gorgeous to watch.
And they were like, we want more vulnerability. I'm like, I don't know, I felt it I don't know.
I was surprised at that. I think in her solos, like, they could ask for that, but she's always playing a character, you know, and it's never like when they said with Rudy, when he was in character and then he went to do his turns and he was just, you know, being technical. I never feel that with her.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that they said that.
Well, when I heard Nigel's comments, I was like, she's going home. Like, you just hear it in his voice. Like, he knows, and he gives you that like, good job, but this is it. Like, it's that sending off comments. I mean, bummer.
Sad.
She'll work a lot, though.
She's going to work a ton.
I hope so.
Oh, she will.
And I heard through the grapevine, she was very positive, and she was just, it's just the beginning. She was very okay.
I mean, if she really does come from the ballroom background, hearing what we've heard from all the ballroom dancers who come on the show, they're like, anything mean the judges say to us, they're like, it's not anything we haven't either heard in the ballroom world, or like they're like way meaner.
Well, and she also, you know, she's got some great mentors from the last two seasons. She sees where Whitney and Lindsay and Jenna are. They're fine. And even Brittany Cherry, you know, she's doing great too. So we're all good. One thing I want to say about Nick, because we did get a lot of comments about Nick. He was on fire last week with comments. He's very open and honest. And I just want to say, we bring on guests of all different varieties. They bring different energies to the table. And 75% of you, like, adored him. And 25%, I'm good at math, obviously. 25% of you were like, ah! But just understand that we want to bring variety to you. And Nick brought variety last week. So we hear your comments. So on whether you're on either side, we hear you. We appreciate the comments, but understand at the same time, we want people to be as open and honest as possible. I think that's appreciated.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, for me, I'm like, he's the winner of season one. He can say whatever he wants.
I'm that he's like honest.
I mean, I think some people were like, it was a little, he's a little edgy, and but he is edgy off the air too. He was being him,
but he's also like one of the kindest, like sweetest souls too. Like, he's great.
We loved him, and we probably, if he wants to come back, he is welcome back. But I just want to address the people that maybe didn't like him. But everyone brings different energy, and we've had guests on Dancing with the Stars. People are like, I hate them. But, you know, I'm not going to fault someone for being open and honest and giving their opinion, because we are an opinion show. Go figure. All right. Let's move on to Jessica's solo.
Oh, so pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah.
I wrote she's a little sexy Alice in Wonderland. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, she's cute and sexy. And then you're like, I'm going to follow you wherever you're going. I don't know where you're going, but I'm excited about it.
A little bit of competition face, though. Did you see that? A little bit of like, she does that.
I get it from her sometimes. Yeah.
And sometimes I'm always like, you don't need it. You don't need it. You got it. You got the technique. You perform. Even like when she doesn't do like her competition face, I'm like, you've got a lovely presence. You're good. So, but I feel like she's peaking at the right time. Like, I feel like I lost her a little bit in the top 20, but now that we've hit top 10, I feel like.
I mean, poor thing had like crazy dances.
And she had a different partner every week. Which is really hard, because
you can't build a connection with your partner. Nope.
And you get a trust with someone, and it's just, it helps you throughout the show to have one stable thing.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that, and you have to like you said, switch. Sure, it's really hard emotionally and physically to do. So I give her props for making it this way. And now, like you said, peaking and killing it.
I think we applauded her adaptability, because I was like, every week, sorry, your partner's gone. Your partner's gone. Your partner's gone.
And her shoulder is like dislocated.
Yeah.
Like all the time, just popping in and out. So she's been through it. Yeah, she's really fighting for it. So
yeah, how tired are the contestants? Like, you remember, like, sort of this point, like...
We were just talking about this. Yeah. We get sleep. They don't, like, you know, hold us from sleep or anything like that. We get sleep, but I think it's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. We're, like, mentally tired, mentally just distraught.
Yeah, because you know going in the show physically, obviously. Yeah, it's a dance show. It's going to be hard, but demanding. You don't understand how, like... emotionally and
everything is magnified and just like a big deal,
because you get wrapped up in that world and you don't see anything
else. All you know,
everything is a big deal, and you think that you're going home every second of the day and
you're so dramatic. Everything you do is wrong, like of course it's physically hard, but it's been done before, you know. It's doable, but mentally I think is the toughest thing.
And I was talking to them too, just asking them, like, are you guys okay, like how are you feeling? And honestly right now they're so happy, because they're like, we've made it.
They're on tour.
Yeah, they're going. That's
and it's like everyone left. Everyone on the show is capable of winning. That's why you're on the show. So at this point, it's just like whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some amazing dancers left last night. So they're just really enjoying just being back another week. And they're thankful.
That's so cool to hear. Yeah. I know. I like to hear that. It's not just like, this is my competition. No, I've got to win.
Like,
and it's good.
It is all love. No, yeah. It is all love. It's so cool to watch.
I'm glad to hear that.
Did you guys ever unpack your suitcases? When Fiction was on, he said he never unpacked.
I thought I was going home every week. It's, you never know. I mean, when you, all 20 dancers going into top 20, they're also amazing. Or else
and
you
so
wouldn't
different.
Be on the show. Yeah. So it's like, you just don't know what's going to happen. And I think last night was an example. Like, you just don't know.
You never know.
And season 10 was killer, you guys. I mean, the competition was brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, from top 20 all the way down.
We didn't look at it as a competition at all. We were all so close.
And I think that's what made it almost harder, too. Because then we were like,
when someone would leave.
Everyone's leaving. Like, why are people being eliminated? Yeah. Like, and when, I mean, Jen and I... still so close, like when your best friend's with you in the bottom and you're just I don't want to go home.
And
I don't
want you to go home. I'm just watching. So, yeah, it's
and then
it's
you
hard.
Watching, it's like
and it's, we were hearing when you're voted off, like after you say, you know, goodbye in the show and everything, you don't go back to the apartment and get your stuff. Like, you're done. Like, they take you to a hotel, we were told.
You have, like, a certain amount of time to, like, pack up your stuff. Like, you do have to go back to the apartment, but it was just, like, so sad.
Yeah,
like, because we were roommates on the show, and so I remember just going back, and I was just, like, packing, and it was so weird to hear her, like...
I think I'm
like,
cry right now.
Yeah. No, it's fine. No, it was just, like, weird to hear her, like, talk about, like, next week, and I was, like, it was just weird.
Yeah, because now your schedule, you're like, what is my schedule?
Yeah, and I was a local, so I was home that night, and I was in my bed, like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This is weird. Yeah, it just didn't... feel right, but everything happened amazing and perfectly, and everything's great.
We like to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going on to Rudy and Allison. Dirty Diana, which
my guy.
And this is one of, let's just, like, Michael Jackson history-wise, this is one of his signature pieces he always used to do in concert. He had two dancers that would alternate each night and be Dirty Diana, which one of them was Tyne Steckline on his final tour. And she told this great story when she came on Dancing with the Stars with us, that the last night he was alive, it was at midnight, and they were, they would come from an elevator, like, up to the stage level, and she was hugging him, and then they would do the number. She'd, like, come out and do Dirty Diana. It was her night to rehearse, and that she's like, that's my last memory of just, like, hugging him.
Even
it gives me the chills, and every time, like, I hear that song, I think about Tyne and being on that tour, which is incredible. Let's talk about the number, choreographed by Ray Leeper.
I love Ray.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And Allison and Rudy are just powerhouses. Yeah, so like, them together.
The energy was crazy.
Yeah.
And I just know Ray's choreography. Last year I did Blurred Lines with Marco. And
that's
Ray's,
I loved that
challenging
number.
Challenging choreography.
Stamina-wise.
Yeah, stamina. Because they had some lifts in there.
Yeah.
But
for
Marco and I, it was just dancing side by side the whole time. No lifts. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was still, like, one of the hardest dances that I've done. So I know the challenge that
they murdered it.
It was awesome.
So good.
So.
Yeah.
That's like an Emmy-nominated type of piece. I mean, it wouldn't be until 2015, but, I mean, that's the kind that you look at and go, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I, I want to be Allison. Like, are you, I mean, I curled my hair today. I'm like, I am this dirty Diana that Allison is. If you didn't already love her, she won you over in this. And Rudy kept up, man, which is so hard because
he did so great.
I feel like she was making, like, the dance is very much about her, like the character of it all anyways. And then for him to just like, you know,
watching both of them.
Yeah. And just be able to keep up and like do all the things that they had to do. I mean, that, oh my God, the lift at the end. Oh, I screamed because I was like, okay, dude, that was planned. Okay. Everything was awesome. This was my favorite number of the night.
Mine too. And I think Rudy should be really proud of the number he went out on too.
Yes. Leaving on that note,
that's what I told him. I was like, it's better to leave like that, feeling like you left with your best thing. And you made such an impression on everyone.
Impression, Jenna, improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jenna went,
yes, I loved that dance.
I mean, that's the best way to, if you're going to leave
like that.
Yeah.
Leave with everyone being like, man, I wish they didn't leave.
If this was a week earlier, you know, I would have.
Totally. Because, I think this was my favorite dance that Rudy has done. I thought this was the best dance. This showcased him so well. And so, what a way to leave like that. Like, on such a good note, on everybody being like, he's really good.
People, I mean, like, standing ovation. Like, you could feel the energy even watching it on TV.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
And I like when you see the choreographers that are sitting next to all them, so, and they're excited. They're like, man!
Nailed it.
So supportive.
And Allison is one of those, another, like, sort of the comfort, the twitch. Like, how do you rise up to match their level of talent, their charisma on stage?
Yeah.
I mean, Rudy's got the personality to match Allison, so there's no problem. But technically, he was not the strongest dancer that was in the top 20. And I don't think, I mean, it was in his package last night. He talked about, like, his teacher was like, he was so terrible. Cute. And we got him up to a level in the last 3 years. And over the last, few weeks, we've seen huge strides.
Oh, my gosh.
Growing.
Yeah, Mandy Moore was like, I was telling him, point his toe, point his toe. I was saying it, like, the first couple weeks. I'm like, why isn't his toe pointed? And there's a shot on the Fox website, and his, like, toes are pointed, and he's got this beautiful extension. And I was like, I love to see that. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
I don't know Rudy, but Rudy, I'm just happy for you. So, just a quick note on Allison, because it was announced yesterday, she is going to be a pro on Dancing with the Stars for season 19. A lot of people talking about this. Let's just state for the record, she is ballroom trained, you guys. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this too, but she started at a Derek Huff studio. She's from Utah. That should qualify you for something, right? And she's got a strong choreographic background. So I'm not worried about her. I'm excited for her. You guys, I mean, she must have been excited hearing the news yesterday.
Yeah, and it's just a new, I mean, she's been all-starring and been with So You Think for a while now, and it's so cool that she's going to do something new. Like, just taking her career to another step. I think that's so awesome for her.
Yep. And you can go on YouTube, her Argentine Tango with Derek, and she's done Ballroom with the Twist. I don't know. I feel like I'm rattling off her resume, but don't worry. Everyone, like, Dancing with the Stars fans, they're worried. I'm not worried. I have complete confidence in her, and I think it's going to be an exciting season. So, then we go to Valerie solo with her red tap shoes.
So cute.
Yes. Awesome. I loved the black sparkly pants. Couldn't have been smarter. So good. Yeah. And, like, again, very Michael themed. I felt.
I loved it.
You know,
it's perfect. The tappers this week.
The tappers are adorable. Tappers. I do too. I don't know what I was never a great tapper myself, but like watching other tappers just makes me happy.
Yeah.
And they're really good. Yes. They're really good tappers.
Mm-hmm. They are. And we go into the next dance, which, it's Mackenzie with choreographed by next week's guest, Spencer Liff. To The Way You Make Me Feel, which I love that song.
You guys got the best song.
We're so excited. We're like, yes, the classic. We're so excited for it.
So tell us what was like working with Zach in studio and Spencer.
Zach, like I was saying earlier, he's just the easiest person to get along with, and he's not stressed out ever. I remember last year, I feel so bad for Jacob. I was probably such an emotional mess, and Paul. Like, they were like taking care of me the whole time I was on the show. But he was so just like, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. But he was so professional at the same time. He had the best work ethic, and I was so excited to have him. And I would love to do, like, a contemporary with him or something, too. Like, a more hands-on partnering thing. But doing Broadway with him, I was so excited. Because I feel like throughout the show, he's been such a great partner for Jackie, and you hadn't really seen him dance. And last night, you got to see a more stylistic side to him that I think he needed to show.
And tell us a little bit about Spencer, since we've got him. We love him.
Yeah, but I love him, and I'm so thankful for him, which is really weird, too. Yesterday was August 13th, which was the day I had gotten eliminated a year ago, because it was on Paul's birthday, and Paul's birthday was yesterday. And so it was weird that exactly a year ago I was coming back doing a Broadway routine with Spencer as an all-star. So it was, like, so ironic, and I'm just so thankful for him for bringing me back and to represent his choreography like that.
So great.
And he's just given me so much, and so I'm so thankful for him, and he's so genuine and real.
Seeing you guys grow from last season to this season has been awesome. I mean, I feel like... I feel like now as an all-star, Mackenzie, you're, like, really shining, and everybody's like,
because
you were eliminated a little early, it felt like, after the top 10, so you're like, it's cool to, like, seeing you do that Broadway number, you're like, yeah, oh my god, I forgot she was so good. Like, it's just,
you
know, it's really fun to see you guys come back, and I'm so glad that both of you guys were invited to be all-stars.
Us too.
What is that like? What's that process like? Being, do you have an idea? Are they, like, asking you if you would want to do it, or is it just kind of like, we want you to be an all-star, and everyone's like, duh. Like, I'm in.
Yeah, well, it's different for you.
Yeah, they will contact and see if you're available.
You're like, yes.
Yeah, which of course I was so excited for, because I love the process, but I think being an all-star is like just enough, because being on the show is so stressful, but like, I want to come back, but you know.
No. I don't want to compete.
You're like, I'm still part of the family.
Yeah, but no eliminations.
So, they ask if you're available, and if you are, just hold the date open, and you have, it's tricky because you have to see how everything works out, because you never know who will get eliminated and stuff like that. So, yeah, and then they asked me to be an all-star.
Yeah, that was the same thing, but I didn't know until the live show of last week, and I was there assisting Spencer for Catherine and Casey's routine. So I was, like, sitting there, and the producer had asked me, like, if I had those dates open, but it was so vague, and it wasn't, like, you're going to be an all-star or anything. Yeah. And so I'm just, like, sitting in the audience, and then I see my name pop up, and I'm like, what? Okay, cool.
That's how you found out?
Yeah, I was like,
that's awesome. Like how the pros found out on Good Morning America yesterday, so there you go.
I was like, cool, guys. And same with yesterday, last night.
You didn't know you were... they're like, are you available?
No, again, like, availability. Like, they had given me idea, but it depends on who gets eliminated and who's available. So you just really never know until then. So I was like, cool.
I love it.
Awesome.
One quick thing on Zach's number. This is a style that he could easily go into career-wise. So I just thought that was great that he brought away.
Yeah.
Fiction is his partner next week, which I think is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We love Fiction.
So
we had him here, and we just, like, ate him up. He was so cute.
They're going to be so cute. I hope it's, like, a Nap and Tab number where they, like, make them, like, brothers or, like, something.
Yeah.
Like, remember when they
so
did
great.
The clown number a few seasons ago? Like, I want it to be like that. Like, just, I'm so excited.
It'll be amazing. Yeah. All right, we have to hurry along here because we only have a few more minutes. But Ricky Solo, I mean, what do you got to say? I feel like he's already won the show. I don't know.
Okay, that's hold in the splits. Are you kidding me? That's
ridiculous.
He's like, killer.
Yeah.
He's, we love him.
I could do that too.
Final number of the night.
Instagram video that for me, please.
It was not the final number of the night. Second to last number of the night. Jackie and Twitch. Dave Scott.
Woo-woo.
I love his work. Mm-hmm. Slave to the Rhythm. What do you think? Did she match up to Twitch?
She did a very good job for a ballerina, and I was very proud of her, and I want her costume for my daily life.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
What?
Marina,
but, I mean, I just watched Twitch the whole time. I had to rewind it and watch Jackie again because it was just phenomenal. And, I mean, watching Twitch do Dave Scott choreography, like, come on.
I know.
It's
awesome.
A gift.
But I thought she held her own. I mean, because when I hear ballet doing hip-hop, I expect... Okay, but I thought she held her own, and I was able to watch her and Twitch at the same time. So
she wasn't distracting by any means because she was like bad. You know what I mean? Like she wasn't. It was just I mean, that's such a gift for us to get to watch Twitch do that.
We love him. And she has Will next week. I think that might be kind of an interesting pairing. So. And then we move on to Jessica and Will doing a Mandy Moore piece to Earth Song. Yeah, this was beautiful, but I didn't connect to this one. Like, I looked and I was like, the movement is gorgeous, but emotionally I didn't feel anything.
I wonder if it's because they didn't feel as connected.
I didn't. I saw two separate dancers doing gorgeous work.
Yeah, I think I did too. I mean, it was. I really liked it, and it was cool and different, which I really liked. And I think Mandy, like, really, you know, created something that was cool and different. But yeah, it just wasn't my favorite for Jessica.
Yeah,
you know. But it's not like she was bad.
No, she's yeah. She's never so, bad. So
it was actually one of my favorites of last night, and I think one of my favorite things that Mandy has done.
Yeah,
it was very different for her.
Yes.
But I thought.
The total package was awesome.
Yeah, like, but I loved how different they were. I think that was the beauty in it.
Yeah.
It was so contrasting. Mm-hmm. And even his dark hair and her, like, light blonde hair. Like, it was so
beautiful. And the red. I mean, the visual of it was...
Yeah, I thought it was so beautiful and very different.
I wonder if I watched it live. You know, see, sometimes live versus TV.
Maybe, yeah. True. It comes off a little differently.
It always does. When you see things live, you're like, oh, that was so... And then people at home are like, what? Mm-hmm. You know? You just never know. She's got a day next week. I think...
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that'll be...
Yeah, that'll be killer.
That'll be great.
I'm kind of excited by that. Before we wrap up, besides all the degree commercials that you're working that I see you on, all the degree moments, we smell good, you know, what are you working on, Jasmine?
Well, when I first got off tour, I was able to work with Sierra again, so that was so awesome. She's so my favorite. I love performing with her. But she just had a baby.
She did.
So we haven't done anything recently, but I've done some stuff with Usher, so that's been fun.
No big deal.
That's not bad.
She says it like,
that ain't bad.
I love it though.
Usher's like package of performing is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's a great artist. Yeah. What else?
And you're back and forth between LA and Atlanta too. So
I'm mostly here, but back and forth. I still live in Atlanta. So
anything we can keep our eyes out coming out soon that you're in or
yes. Just like music videos.
All right.
Sounds good. How about you, Mackenzie? You've got something? Yes.
Give it. Just, I have more.
It's fine. You can.
Yeah.
VMAs.
That's big. That's awesome. Who are you performing with?
Is it the piece that Thijs D'Orio is choreographing?
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Huh. She knows. Maybe.
But yeah, so those are a few things.
Sweet. We'll look out for you then at the VMAs.
Yeah. How about you? Oh, well, we're going to see you next week, of course, on All Stars, which is super exciting.
Let's see. Well, I am a part of Stacey Tookie's company, so I got to be with her the past couple of months.
And that was in New York, right?
It was in New York. Okay. We were in New York for a month, and then we had performed the show a couple weeks ago in Long Beach at Dancerpalooza.
Yeah.
And just having her as, like, a guide has been the most incredible thing. And I've been doing... Also, I've got to assist a lot of the choreographers on the show on So You Think, which is just cool going in from the other side and helping choreograph and putting in my two cents. It's been really awesome as well. And I've done a couple jobs with Paul, which is really cool. We've gotten to perform past dances.
We had a lot of requests for you and Paul to come in together by the way.
I would have loved that.
We've had Paul on for Dancing with the Stars. We haven't had him on the season. He's been, with Derek Huff most of the summer. But
I don't know what's going on. I love him so much. That'd be so fun. But I've gotten to do stuff with him as well, which has been really cool.
He's adorable. We love him. Yeah. He's so sweet.
He's great.
All right. Well, tell everyone where they can find you online if they don't already follow you guys.
Like on Twitter?
Instagram, all the good stuff.
You can find us at Dance10Mackenzie, M-A-K-E-N-Z-I-E, C.
And Dance10JasmineH. Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Nice.
Excellent. And
you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChloeWestX.
And I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, as we said, we'll have Spencer Liff on with us next week. We'll figure out what we're going to do and slot in Courtney somewhere because we want her to join us. And we'll see you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.